Blog Talk Radio.
Come on.
To join us tonight. We are giving God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And of course, we couldn't do this without you. So we're so grateful for you on tonight. We're looking forward to a recap tonight, a nice episode where we can encourage your hearts as we look back and reflect on where we've been. You know, that's so important as we're shedding light on where we are now and where it is that we intend to go in God. We have to have some good times of meditation and reflection. So we're going to first of all look to the Lord. Lord, we thank you on tonight. Please let the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, for you are our strength and you are our Redeemer. Well, here we are again, and I am just trusting God that you had a wonderful celebration with family and friends as we celebrated Independence Day one more time. And you know what? As I began to reflect and think on the goodness of the Lord, I could not help but think over these past few years that God has blessed us to come to you with When Passion Meets Purpose. And more specifically, over these past several weeks, wanted to just reflect on some of those individuals who've taken time out, you know, to be with us and have shared with us in such a way as it lends itself to us being free, holding on to that freedom and moving forward, you know, regardless to what the past has looked like for us or what the present may be presenting as right now. I'm thinking that over these past several weeks, this past month in particular, we've had some individuals come to us who have inspired us in such a great way, including yourselves, those of you who called in, who shared with us. And so tonight we just want to kind of reflect and give you an inspirational word tonight to help you to move forward. I'm going to be pulling from what was shared with us by Bishop Lloyd Coles III, Missionary Donna Hopkins, Brother William Dunn, and, of course, those of you, like I said, who were able to call in and talk a bit with us, because tonight we're taking a subject, oh, to be free indeed. Don't you know that it does not take an Independence Day to really make us free? And celebrating an Independence Day is not really what makes us free. So we want to talk about what is the key tonight. And we're going to look back over these several weeks and just hope to inspire your heart as we pull from those lessons that we learned and help you to move forward as we're dealing with those, so that you can gain some insight and some inspiration and keep moving in the things of God, because that's what the Lord would purpose, you know, for our lives, not for us to become stagnant, but to realize that God has a plan for us, and he wants us to fulfill that good plan. And although sometimes, you know, it seems like we're going nowhere, you know, God has his hand upon us, and great things are in store, you know, for us. So tonight we're using John 8:36, okay? And it speaks about, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. That's the New King James Version. Now, I think it's key to note that, you know, if the Son, capital S, S-O-N, makes you free, the Lord Jesus, then we're free indeed. It doesn't come from someone writing something on the books or putting something in the law or adding pages to a decree, but only if we've been made free in Christ, then are we free indeed, because then it doesn't matter what men do or what men say, we can yet be free, because that freedom comes down on the inside. It is something that the Lord Jesus does in and through us. It's a spiritual thing, because we know the flip side of that is, as you read up farther in those verses, that we will otherwise be slaves to sin, okay, and not have our freedom. We'll want freedom. We may boast of freedom, but unless the Son has made us free, we're not truly free, and that's what that means, being free indeed. So I want to recap a bit tonight on what's been shared with us, because I think it's so important for us to take some of those points and to move forward. If we're going to be free and we're going to walk in this freedom, listen, I just want us to pull from some of this. This is what it means when we talk about the Word of God, and it talks about meditating in the Word day and night. Lessons that come to us, we're to reflect on those, not just listen to those and move forward as though we've not gained anything or nothing's been deposited in us. But we've had some great individuals come to us over the past several weeks, and they've made a deposit. I'm reminded of what Bishop Lloyd Coles III shared with us, and I want to give a few points for us to kind of chew on tonight and ponder tonight, because I believe that these things will help to shed light to our path, help us to know where we are, but illuminate where it is that we're going, because he encouraged us that we're to be innovative and relevant in our ministry, which means that we're to be timely. You know, we're effective in as much as we are timely. We're moving in that place and time that God has ordained for us and doing what it is that he's called us to do, regardless to what it is that individuals might say that, you know, that it is that we're to do. He's saying it's time for us to make changes. It's time for us to be innovative. So as we reflect, I bring you back to that tonight and say, what have you done over the past few weeks? You see, God's word is spirit and it's life, and it comes so that we can make changes and make adjustments in our walk. God has come to illuminate our path. And he talked about how in Numbers 27, God came forth and changed things around for those women who were willing to go to God and ask God to do something on their behalf, something that would certainly be innovative and that was not the course of the day, that didn't carry the ways and the norms of the day, that women would be able to be heirs of what their fathers passed down. But these young women, as you'll read there in Numbers 27, Bishop Coles told us, they didn't have a brother, so they felt that they should be able to get what it was that was their father's, have it passed to them. And God put his stamp of approval on that thing. And why did he share that with us? He shared that with us because he wanted us to be bold. He wanted us to be innovative. He wanted us to be relevant in what it is that we've set out to do for God. He wanted us to go boldly to God and to be able to say to him, Lord, we trust what it is that you said about us. Have you said that to God? You know, I want you to help me to have creative and original ideas, no matter what it is that men have said, no matter what it is that's been decreed by the laws of man. I'm looking to a higher standard. I'm looking to a kingdom standard. And I'm believing you, God, to help me to be innovative and to help me to be relevant in this time that you've called me to. See, God called us to a specific point in time and for a specific purpose. So we want to be relevant where we are right now, where we live right now. And I thought that was so wonderful in what he shared with us. I'm speaking of Bishop Coles. He also shared with us, you and me, that we need to uncover, which means to, he said, discover, D-I-S-cover. In other words, uncover your authentic self. Who is it that God has said that you are? What is it that God has spoken over you and over me? So tonight we've come back to help you revisit that and reflect on that. Again, indeed, to really be free. What does it mean to be free indeed? It means to be able to go back, discover our authentic selves, and be willing to walk in that, not in what others have spoken over us, not in what others have said that we should be or do, but that God has spoken over us. And something that was shared with us, and you who are mothers, you who are responsible for nurturing others, something that was really brought out that I think is key that God has put in those nurturers is the ability to lead, you know, lead in the direction that God has ordained with regard to destiny. God has given those who are nurturers an ability and an insight and a discernment to be able to look upon those for whom we have charge and to be able to discern what it is in the spirit that they're inclined to do and to be. We can't take that lightly. That's God-given. That's not just intuition that man gives, but it's really something that God has given to us. And so we want to walk in that. We want to find ourselves looking to God's plan, not only for ourselves, but those for whom he's given us charge. And I think it's beautiful, you know, when we're able to do that. I'm going to tell you what's key that was brought into that lesson is that our minds have to be renewed, because things come our way to keep us from walking after God's purpose. But in order to do that, our minds have to be renewed. In order for us to be innovative, in order for us to be relevant, our minds have to be renewed, because the things of this world will cause us to walk in fear, will cause us to want to be up under the thumb of others and look for their approval. And it's normal and it's natural for negative thoughts to come our way. But the Lord is saying to us today that he's called us to a place where he's going to allow us to be innovative and relevant, because we were called for such a time as this. And we have to move from a place of righteousness rather than sin consciousness. It's a different perspective. So I think that it was so key, the things that Bishop Cole shared with us in terms of us being free, in terms of us walking in what it is that God has designed for our lives. And so I say to you again tonight, it's not an Independence Day that makes us free. It's not the decree of man, but it's really knowing that whom the Son has made free, whom he has set free, is not only free, but free indeed, free from everything that will come to hinder and to bind us. Now let's move forward. We went from that. We're recapping over these past weeks because we have to do that. That's what meditating on the Word is. That's what going back and chewing on some of those things that have been deposited in our lives is all about. So we're going to come up a little bit farther, a few weeks farther, and we're going to revisit what was shared with us by Donna Hopkins. Now, do you remember this is a young lady who had gone through much, gone in for a simple in-and-out surgery only to come out an amputee, somebody who had dealt with two times being a breast cancer survivor, you know, going through all of this. But she told us that what was key in that and to come out of that with, to really be free in the Lord, she had to learn to fight through the things on the road. You know, in terms of writing our own story, we're going to have to learn to fight through. We're going to have to learn to persevere. That's a word that I want to leave with you tonight, because somebody needs the word tonight, perseverance. This is not new. We've brought it up before, but if we're going to be free indeed, we're going to have perseverance. We're going to have a solid foundation. Remember, the scripture in John 8:36 says, therefore, if the Son, S-O-N, capital S-O-N, makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Your foundation is Christ. There was a song penned that says, on Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. And so no matter what it looks like, no matter what this world standard is dictating to us, the truth is, all other ground is sinking sand. And what God has for us is not going to always come easy. We may not have to go through the same thing she's gone through, that young lady has gone through, but one thing she left with us to ponder and to meditate on is that we all have those times that we cry out, Lord, are you there? You know, times when we may want to give up, but those times don't have to keep us from our tomorrows. You know, those bumps along the way don't have to keep us from our tomorrows. And I like what was shared with you and me, and that is that we can love life. And then when we do that, life has a way of loving us back. You know, I like the sound of that. Loving life and life having a way of loving us back. I'm telling you, we don't want to waste time in situations, circumstances, relationships that are robbing us of loving life. This is what God has given to us. It's a gift. It's a gift. And he's promised us abundant life. Something that was shared with us during that lesson was, don't allow people to put you in a box. So I ask you tonight, where are you tonight? Are you feeling stifled? Are you feeling boxed in your ministry or what you've been called to do? You know, why? Don't allow people to put you in a box. You know, don't give up before you get to the finish line. You know, she and I are going to come back a few weeks from now or maybe next week, and we're going to talk about what it means to walk in that situation where you feel boxed in. You know, where you could get into having a spirit of bitterness. And we don't want that. You know, what we got out of that and what we should carry forward with us is that we have an opportunity to reset. Now, I want you to think about that. You have an opportunity to consider where you are and really reset, which means to start again. You know, whatever has happened up to this point doesn't mean failure. You know, what I think about oftentimes is being a boomer. In other words, if you're a boomer, if you were born during that time, what they would consider you a baby boomer, that means that you're now on the second half of this thing. You're on the backside of this thing called your life. But, you know, the reality is, after I thought about it and pondered it before tonight, age doesn't have a whole lot to do with that. It does in a sense. But depending on when the journey ends for us, you could really be 20 and be on the backside of this thing called life, depending on when the expiration time is designated for you or for me. So the thing is that each and every day, we're to live it to our fullest, to the fullest. We're to love life. You know, stay in this day. Stop hopping ahead of time, which was the word that was given to us during that episode. Take one day at a time. You know, find out if you feel like you're dying spiritually, why is that? What's going on with me? What's going on in my life? Because I want to stop right now and start again. I don't want to keep down this same road. I want to enjoy each and every day. Well, how do we determine that we could do that? For those of you maybe who weren't a part of that episode, I'm going to share with you. We determine that each and every day we want to set aside some time to do something special for ourselves, for our own personal growth. So many of us are so busy doing for everybody else, you know, everybody else, those around us, until we don't make time for ourselves. And this is not the will of God. You know, it's not selfish to think about doing things for ourselves because we have to take care of these temples. You know, whether it means you're going to take time to rest, you're going to take time to exercise, you're going to take time to fix something nutritious to eat, you're going to take time to read a book or learn something new, whether it be rowing or learning a new language, whatever it is, but to do something special for yourself. It's your gift, if you will, not only to yourself, but it's a gift back to God to say, I appreciate the life you've given, and I'm going to give back to you better than what I started out with. I'm going to improve upon what I've started out with. And I think that's the very least that we can do in these bodies, is that we, by the time we leave here, we've made this world a better place. If we've made ourselves better, if we've built upon what we have, then certainly we've made the lives of those around us richer, fuller. We've brought an impact, you know, on their lives by building upon what God has given to us. That's what I want to share with you about that tonight, is that we will begin to, whatever it is that we're facing, okay? All of us are facing something. All of us are facing something. But whatever that is, push through it. Persevere. You know, you may feel like you've been dealt a raw deal, but I encourage you tonight, persevere. Your trial is not mine, it's not somebody else's, but that's one thing that we learned in that particular session, is that we have to push forward and reset and be willing to start again. Don't wait for somebody else to say you can have a fresh start. Start over. Stop where you are. It doesn't mean that everything behind you is a failure, but certainly we have to learn from that. And one key thing from that is to understand, a takeaway that we had from that session is, once God forgives you, you're forgiven. Once God forgives you, you're forgiven. We have to know that. Once God forgives us, we're forgiven. And so we have to learn to forgive ourselves. Amen? Let's move forward. Before we do, I want to remind you, press 1 at any time if you want to share anything in terms of recap over these past weeks, what God has spoken to you or what you've gotten out of it or what you've done with what it was that we were able to share and deposit into your life over these past several weeks. This is something else that I want to share with you, and that is that Brother Dunn said to us that we have to remember the village. We have to remember our young people. We have to remember our young men as we go through crisis within our communities, within our neighborhoods, within the streets, and we find out about murders and killings and rapes and everything like this each and every day. But one person at a time, we have to rebuild our village. And the village starts right where we are. You know, sometimes we can get pretty bewildered and feel like we're pretty insignificant when the problem seems so large and it appears that there's nothing we can do. But tonight, we want to encourage you to listen. Start where you are, making a difference in those young men, those young women around you, by speaking hope to them, you know, by speaking deliverance and freedom over them. Remember, we said that it's not an Independence Day that sets us free, but whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And what we're looking at is situations where individuals are really enslaved in their minds. They see no way out, and so they respond in a way that is out of desperation, that is out of hopelessness. And so when people respond out of hopelessness, there's hurt, there's devastation. But we want to speak a word of life. We want to speak a word of hope right where we are. We can change the circumstances right where we live by starting with one individual at a time. You may say, well, that doesn't do much good, you know, just starting with one at a time. But that's how it's done. That's how we conquer, with one soul, one life at a time. And it's a ripple effect. So I think that some key points that were brought out with Brother William Dunn is that the enemy wants to make us afraid of our young people. You know, we don't want to be afraid of our youth, our young ones, but we want to pray for the wisdom to be able to respond to them and to deal with them and to encourage them and to build them up. This is what we want to do. This is what we need to do in order for our village to become strong again. That's what I want to share with you from that episode. As we go forward to shed light on where we're going, I want to also share with you that whatever we do, we have to remember to come back and acknowledge those who have poured into our lives, those upon whose shoulders we stand. Otherwise, we do ourselves a great disservice. You know, when you think about Jesus and the 10 lepers and how Jesus took the time out to just speak a word of healing to them, all he really told them to do was to go and show themselves to the priest, knowing that the priest was the one who could declare them clean, just as he declared them unclean. But Jesus spoke that word, and they had to move forward upon that word, believing that they would be made whole. But if you recall, there was one who came back with a word of thanks. He just came back to say thank you, because something was done for him that he could not do for himself, that those around him were unable to do for him. He came back with a word of thanks. And we had an episode that talked about You Rock, where we took the time to come back and just say thanks for those who've poured into our lives. So tonight, as we build upon that we've learned and we celebrate being free, you know, we're only as free as we can remember that those who have gone before us have paid a great price. You know, when we realize what a great price has been paid for our freedom, we'll celebrate it more. You know, we'll walk in it with all that we have. We'll refuse to let others rob us of it, because somebody suffered greatly, somebody paid a great price, that you and I can walk where we walk today, that we can enjoy the things that we enjoy today. You know, and so it's always good to remember to come back. Jesus said, wait a minute, were there not 10 of you? You know, where are the other 9? So I think it's fitting when we come back, you know, we have to be accountable for ourselves. You know, he could have said, hey, guys, let's go back and say thanks. And the rest of them say, oh, no, I'm not going back. And then that one say, well, you know, if you're all not going back, I'm not going back. But no, he went back, and he had to give Jesus a word of thanks, because he realized what was done in his life was something that he could not do, that the freedom that was given to him. See, the healing also brought freedom, because otherwise he was an outcast, and he had to be set apart from the community. He had been set apart from those who were enjoying a life of freedom. So he was set free indeed. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So I just want to encourage you tonight, these words of reflection on what we've learned over these past weeks have come and made a deposit in our lives that it can shed light on where we're going. We're to learn from everything that God has granted and deposited in our lives, whether it be through the words of others, through the lives of others, through their touch, through their kindness, you know, whatever it might be. We thank God for that. Thank God. You know, be grateful. Thank God for those who have played a part in your life, in your salvation. And we thank God tonight for Jesus. We thank him so much for the Holy Ghost and for how he's left his spirit to lead and guide us into all truth. Oh, to be free indeed. Share the word with someone, because there's so many who are bound tonight. They're seeking freedom. You know, it's not an Independence Day that we celebrate that makes us free. The scripture says, oh, that he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. People need the Lord. And what we have to understand is this world is hungry for the living bread, and they don't really realize it. They don't realize that it's the Lord Jesus that they're hungering after. They don't realize that which they thirst after can only be quenched through the Lord Jesus, through the power of his word, through the shed blood of the cross of Christ. That's still the message. The message doesn't change. Messengers change. You know, many of us are going to pass away, but other messengers will come along. But the message does not change. It's still Christ and him crucified, our hope of glory. Hallelujah. That's a wonderful thing. Oh, to be free indeed. So tonight, we want to thank you for listening. If there are any comments or questions tonight, we'll entertain those. But certainly God is good to us, isn't he? Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his grace. I want you to endeavor to walk in the power of the Lord and in his anointing, and don't take down. God is so good to us. That was our word of encouragement for you tonight. Oh, to be free indeed. Trust God. He has so much more in store for you. Love life. And we guarantee you that life is going to love you back. God, we give you glory and honor and praise on tonight. Thank you for your great and precious people everywhere. Look on them, encourage them, strengthen them, and build them up in the Holy Ghost. Is our prayer. Thank you for freedom. Freedom in Christ. Freedom to call upon your name and to do what you've called us to do in this last and evil day. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Listen, bring someone with you next week, Monday evening, 7:30 p.m., for when passion meets purpose. We thank God for you. We bless you on tonight. Continue to walk in favor.